And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast. The podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You know, it's kind of Taylor style.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like Taylor.
It's not her voice, but like the style could have been like one of the eras.
The beginning was giving me To Be With You and More Than Words vibes.
Oh, with the little freaking jing.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I do have a gold this week.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some. And I'm sick as a dog.
Man, listen, I grew up small town. I'm Southern. I don't know even what that said.
She's talking about Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes has cocaine in it.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosted stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
Cocaine?
Cocaine in it.
It's got cocaine in it.
Oh, dude, she made my day. Like, I needed that giggle.
I had, speaking of cereal, I had some Gigi's the other night, man. Some Golden Grahams.
Oh. I don't think I've had Golden Grahams ever in my life. Is it just like...
Bubba, go like this.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he had a nose thing.
A nose thing? You mean a booger?
I don't know. It might have just been a hair, but it's gone now. I could just see it in the...
A nose thing.
Well, no, because it was silhouetted with the light, with the ring light.
Was it moving when he breathed?
Well, I appreciate you saying that because...
We're on camera.
Yeah.
That's like... I don't want you to go through a podcast.
But do you think
that
I would tell you if you had that on there?
No.
I would.
No.
Not
that at
hurts.
All.
That hurts.
It's, you know you wouldn't. Now, I would tell you. You know
oh,
I
here
would.
We go. Right.
I would totally
yeah,
tell
none
you.
None for you, all for me.
Yes, apologize for interrupting about Golden Grahams.
Anyway, they're great. They're good. You should try them. You guys like Golden Grahams? What's y'all's favorite to go-to cereal, like at night? Isn't it the best?
Yeah, I do cereal for dinner a lot just because it's, one, easy. But I'm one of those people that I get into a cycle. I will end up eating half a box of cereal before I know it.
So now, will you eat it in the kitchen, or do you take it with you into like the living
room? Well, my kitchen is my living room. The way everything is, it's all open.
Yeah, I if I'm smart, I'll do a bowl and put the box away. But a lot of times, I will walk in with a waddle in with my bowl and the box, and I just keep going until I'm out of milk.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I always pour the milk in second. So I do the cereal, then I pour the milk in.
Yeah.
And there's some people now, sometimes.
Because you're not an animal. I get
late
it.
Late at night, like when my kids were little and they were like sleep and stuff, I would always be worried that they would hear that. So I would put the milk in first, and then you could stealthily pour the cereal in, so without waking
how
up the
babies. How
loud
is the milk?
And the milk
not
was
that loud.
The cereal? And the cereal was, I mean, you know, anyway.
If you're having Rice Krispies, that snap, crackle, and pop was going to wake those kids up every time.
I was going to say, and so what I'll do is I'll eat the cereal, and then I'll have milk left, so I pour more cereal in, and then I'll get to where it's a point where you're like, well, I still need to add more milk. So then you put milk in, and then I get into the cycle.
If I go to a second bowl of cereal, I dump out the milk from the first bowl.
What?
Because it's...
What?
That's
where
not,
all the
it's not
sweetness
chili
is.
Anymore. Oh, no. That's right. You eat cereal with sugar. My idea of fun cereal is Kix.
Oh.
Like, I mean, really? Are you really mocking my puffed corn? I love
that might
Kix.
As well be styrofoam from a packing
Excuse me,
crate.
Kix. Wow. You know, that's when I'm feeling adventurous. Otherwise, it's shredded wheat, folks.
If your cereal, it doesn't make the milk taste like something, then it's not good.
Sugar cereal, even since I was a kid, it's so gross to me.
Those
so
little
gross.
Oat milk things. Do you drink oat milk? Oat Mm-mm. milk? It's oat milk. I need some milk.
Oh, people say
cocaine on the tang. I need it.
Oh, milk with an M-E-L-K.
Oh,
milk.
That is such an ick for me. Milk. Oh.
Someone saying the word like that?
Yeah, if you say milk, I go. Bleh.
Milk?
Yeah, it
milk
makes my shoulders.
Or milk?
Milk.
Yeah,
milk.
Milk.
Like when people put an E instead of an I. And
oh,
it just,
milk.
Oh, it makes my shoulders rise.
That's a no-go, huh?
Yeah, that's a hard
it's
pass
a red
ick.
Flag.
Oh. It is.
Have you guys ever made milkshake cereal milkshakes?
No.
Where you like soak milk in cereal. Like we would do Fruity Pebbles, put milk in there, let it soak overnight, and then strain it so it's like Fruity Pebble milk, and then you just use that as the milk in your milkshake. And it's
Well, that's what I was going to say is oat milk has the it basically cereal milk is what it tastes like. Hmm. No?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Well, so like if you get like a flavor, like a vanilla oat milk, it tastes like some kind of milk left over.
Then why would
cereal.
I put that on my cereal?
You're doubling up. You have now I keep wiping my nose. I look like a coke addict. I'm like,
you put it on your Frosted Flakes.
That's right. Cocaine.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosted stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got stuff and I'm sick as a dog.
So do you do Frosted Flakes or just shredded wheat? Or frosted shredded wheat or the...
No. Mm-mm. No. Straight shredded wheat with bran.
Oh, wow. It's also weird that frosted shredded wheat only does one side.
Yeah.
I'm like, do both.
Yeah.
Finish it off.
Yeah.
I think they made those.
Oh,
like
did
the
they?
Fully covered frosted?
Yeah. What? Limited
time. I don't know if they're still around. But.
You know, if you're, I'm all about it. And then I'll watch some kind of TikTok, a guy going, if you eat this cereal, you're eating like arsenic and, you know, tears of migrants or whatever. It's just this whole thing. And then I get like, ugh. Because I don't feel great after I eat it. I don't.
I do.
You
but
too?
That's me. I'm eating really high fiber cereal.
Well, yeah, I'm eating Golden Grahams.
Yeah, right. I'm not eating Trix. So I get, because I'm like, oh no, I feel like, oh, I'm full of my fiber. Okay. Because I'm eating like a 75-year-old woman. I get
happy. I'm like, you know, this is comfort food because when I was little, man, that was it. That was cereal, was what we ate.
It was in the bags.
Yes. Yes, and I'll tell you, when my friends came over for sleepovers, and they had to eat the cereal out of the bag, and it was never the name brand. Yeah. It was always, you know, Puffs of K or something stupid, and you're like, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You want me to get out of here before daybreak.
My mom, at one point, when she realized that it embarrassed me, she got these Tupperware containers and would take the bags and pour them into the Tupperware so it looked like, oh, it's regular Fruity Pebbles, but it's in the container.
Okay, but no, very, very
and then
clever
of her. Then my friends didn't know. But, I mean, that was we never had like
that was a thing. That was a real thing. I had a buddy of mine. His mom would buy one of the legit box of real cereal, and when they used it, she kept the box, and then she just poured it back into the box.
Well, she wouldn't even have to pour it. You just take the plastic thing out of the other box. Like if you buy like a Captain Crunch knockoff and you buy a Captain Crunch, you could just take the plastic of the knockoff and just drop the whole thing into the box.
Well, this was in a bag, a big bag.
Oh.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way it is, man. It's the way it is. Comfort food is the best. I love it.
I think what else I've been eating like is because I've been, ever since Halloween, I fell off the wagon for the dieting stuff. I've been trying, but like Carson and I had some, what did I eat? Like I ate a burger, giant thing of nachos and all that. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, what do we got pretzel bites at the table.
Two orders of pretzel bites.
Went back for the nachos. Did you get a burger?
Yes.
Okay.
But when on the road, by the way, and we order, it's the funniest.
Like, I love appetizers.
It's he'll get like in Baton Rouge, he gets the where do we
the
go?
The fried cheese.
Yeah.
Do like walk-ons.
Yeah.
Oh
Sammy's.
My god. You know what though? I'm gonna tell you. So I was in New Orleans with my girlfriends, and she's just like, I got there late. They've been drinking all. She's like, I just want mozzarella sticks. I'm like, do I have a place for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're going to walk-ons and we're getting the mozzy logs. And when I tell you, she still talks about them. I'm like, that was a Bubba introduction for me, so thank you.
What's the
for
other
that
ones
tip.
You like? The other restaurant that has those.
Oh, Sammy's.
Sammy's.
That's what I said. Walk-ons or Sammy's. Sammy's was the original. Then they had somebody like the patriarch of the family who ran the restaurants or whatever, I think, passed away. I could be having this all wrong, but it was a crazy story. So they closed all the restaurants. And then whenever walk-on started, somebody was like, hey, we ought to do that. People love those. And they miss them. So they started them, and then Sammy's came back. And so now they both have them, and they're basically the identical product.
Oh, they're good, though.
Oh, they're so good.
Garrett, what are you doing this weekend for cooking? Garrett's really, I think Garrett's pretty good.
He's stepping
cook.
Up. He's in your shadow.
Listen, I'm underrated.
Okay. I agree.
I was at the store, and they had a discount on pork butt shoulders.
Okay.
So I got one of those, and I'm going to do it in the crock pot.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. I'm a rookie at this, so. And I only got it because you recommended that I do this.
Yeah, so it's a shoulder you got?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how are you going to do it?
I'm going to go on Google and look up how to.
Do you have like dry rubs and stuff like that at your house?
Oh, yeah. I got tons of.
Man, all you got to do. Now, do you have a pressure cooker or is it just a slow cooker?
I have a slow cooker that can fit the actual shoulder in it. I have a pressure cooker that probably wouldn't be able to fit it in there, so I'm going to do it in the slow cooker.
It's going to take a long time.
Oh, I got time.
Okay. Got time. And then are you going to do like beer in it? Or what do you? What's your liquid? Beef broth or just water? Or what do you?
I'm allergic to alcohol, so
probably
no beer. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he can't have that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, my dad's Vietnamese, so I just turn bright red every time I drink. That's not even a joke.
Do you break? Do you get like hives and stuff?
I get hives. I can hear my heartbeat in my forehead.
Wow.
I get super drunk really quick. So like two beers and I will probably be saying stupid things.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good. So, and then you'll just, are you going to shred it and do like sandwiches with it or?
Probably. I was just thinking like kind of pot roast style.
Okay.
But I guess pork.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going into this blind. I just got it because it was on sale and I was just going to save it for future Garrett to worry about.
Good for you. Nice.
Who is this actor, Paul Danon, who died because he was vaping? Carson, would you know who that
is?
No
idea.
I mean, look at his picture here. I don't know. Oh, now they're going to something else. But this guy, I've never seen him before, and they're making a big deal
out
of
it. Say where what we would know him from?
No, it just says the star. The star. Hollyoaks actor?
He looks familiar, though.
He looks familiar.
I don't know.
Okay.
46 years old. He was...
He's 46?
46. He had a health battle caused by obsessive vape use.
Hmm. He looks like he'd be on a reality show.
He was on the original 2005 Celebrity Love Island. I don't know if he was a cast member or a celebrity. I don't know at that point. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, that's crazy.
We need to go too deep to it. I've been watching The Traitors, and it's all reality people who compete against each other. And the problem is I don't really watch reality.
The Traitors?
It's spectacular. It's Alan Cumming, who's great. The Scottish actor, comedian. He's amazing. And it's they get all these celebrities together and they pick three traitors, they call them, out of the group. And what they do is they murder their fellow, contestants. And they make decisions.
Is this a reality show?
Yes.
And they kill the celebrities?
I wish. No, they just get a decree that says you've been murdered and they're gone.
I was like, wow, we've gotten
there. The people that aren't traitors. Yeah.
Well.
That would have actually really upped the game for me.
Do I have to go get YouTube TV back again?
No, it's on Peacock.
Excellent.
So, yeah, and the people, they call them the faithful, the ones who aren't traitors. They're supposed to be sniffing out who the traitors are. But there's no clues. It's just you have to watch each other, and they might say, I don't like the way you darted your eyes when somebody said something.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's all these reality people, so it's like, oh, this guy was on Survivor. These people are from Housewives. This is a Big Brother. And I don't know who any of them are. And so I just look at them all, and I'm like, you're just getting money for doing nothing, which is why I want them all to die.
Yeah.
I mean, metaphorically.
On the show.
I just feel like, can you just come in and kill them all? But it's so funny, the things that they pick on. And they're, because they had Wells Adams, who's on Bachelor in Paradise. And they're like, I don't know, Wells walked out of the room and he stuck his left foot out. I thought that was a sign. And like, it was just so stupid, things like that.
A sign, like a trigger to somebody else?
They just say stupid things like that. And like, they voted the guy off. Oh. And you're like, oh, okay. But it is. It's all these people, like, with all due respect, this gentleman that died. It's people who keep extending that slight celebrity edge. Time in the spotlight.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why I look at somebody like him and I go, hey, he looks like a reality guy to me because it's, yeah, and he is.
He was in great, I mean, he doesn't look like he was overweight or anything like that. It's just, it's just crazy when you see that. You know, and a lot of people, you don't talk about it, but I know people who've ended up with pneumonia and different lung issues because of it. I guess this is like that times 1,000. Oh, wow. Yeah, he said he was upstairs, blah, 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 blah. My family called for an ambulance because I lost my breath and collapsed. Ended up giving him CPR, whatever. This is the first time he got really, really sick. Wow, that's sad. He ended up in the ICU with pneumonia, and his family said they might not that he might not make it through.
I thought you said he died.
Right, right. But I'm saying this is his release from last year when he had another bout of the same thing. That would have been enough right there to say stop. I say that, but I still eat.
Right. There's a difference, though. You have to eat to live. There is. That's what people talk about addictions. And I said the problem, that is the one discerning factor between if you have a food issue, addiction, whatever you want to call it, versus almost any other substance, you have to have it to live.
Talking about comfort food, I mean, I'm the same, like Big D was talking about, just having that. A bowl of cereal is something, I don't keep cereal in the house because I would eat it all the time. And I know it's not the best thing for me. But there's nothing better than, like we talked about, that bowl of cereal. If you're having if you're in a funk or whatever, you're having a bad day.
Yeah, like cereal's not that bad for you. They get fiber. Some of them you get protein.
When you eat half a box of it, it is.
Okay, it's either half a box. But it's not like you're, let's be honest, you're not moderate in your other portions.
Wow.
Okay, but am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Okay.
Well, look, Bob and I were talking about me eating cookie dough last night, so it's not like I can't take it as well.
Hey,
you could shove it out.
Hey, don't you have a date tonight?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What are we doing? What's happening?
We are going bowling and playing skee ball.
Okay.
Oh, skee ball for the win.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a guy, this is your second date.
Yes.
His name is TJ.
TJ. Mm-hmm.
And he's a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
A personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that he can't hold down another job? Is that why? I'm asking seriously.
No, that's life coach there.
Oh, is he a life coach too?
Is that what life coaches do?
No, life coaches
basically
can't keep a job.
Can't.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Then how are they life coaches? How are they people to tell people?
Ding, ding, ding.
It's like consultants.
They didn't say they were good coaches.
Yeah.
It's like consultants.
Man, how about, sorry to jump around here, but I'm just on Twitter. Our bud Cody Allen from CMT, he's in Mexico with...
With everybody for the Crash My Playa and all that?
Yeah, here's him and Dustin. Are there Dustin Lynch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did he get invited?
Why are we going to that? I don't want to go. I just want to be invited. I don't really want to
Yeah, really. And I will tell that for any industry friends who are listening, invite us to the stuff. You know why? Because we won't go. 99.99999%
of the time. You built all that goodwill without having to actually deliver anything you might have offered.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is worth a text message to Dustin Lynch and going, hey, dude, thanks for the invite. Thanks.
I'm going to put it on Luke, though, because it's Luke's event.
Okay.
So Dustin's just a participant. So I'm going to blame Luke Bryan for this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah, you invite us. We're not going.
I like Dustin's roast of Luke Bryan. Did you see that?
I guess not.
Hold on. Let me see if I find Luke Bryan roast.
I'm trying to call Cody real quick so we can make fun of him.
Okay. Connect to your Bluetooth.
It's already on.
Se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde. Oh.
What's that?
Message 1, US-01-LV.
Las Vegas.
What happened? You call his phone and he does that. Is that because he's in Mexico?
Maybe.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's call Dustin. Dustin's right there. Just, hey, hand the phone. Oh, his works. Dustin probably got, he probably paid.
He got
for
the iDial. Got international dialing.
That's right. Cody's like, I ain't paying for that. I'll just use your phone. Where's that at?
The what?
The Crash My Playa.
Playa del Carmen, I think.
Oh.
Somewhere in Mexico.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm going to leave a message and go, hey.
Hey, you're in Mexico.
See you're there. Yeah, I found another radio show on TikTok that does a radio show off the radio does it for their four people on TikTok Live. That's the only reason I want TikTok to go away. Radio will actually have to go. I mean, it's become like a thing. Kathy's just like, you got another one there? I'm like, I sure do. I'm over there like lighting them. I'm in the thing. Hey, serious. I always lead with that. Hey, serious question. why are you doing a complete show in a radio studio while your show is on, but you're not doing it on the radio?
You're doing it
for the five people who are watching on your TikTok Live. And then I get blocked, and then people go, "Hey, you over there, you hater!
Don't feed the trolls."
Yeah, do. I'm like, gosh, what are we doing? I mean, and there was one guy. Did I even tell you? I looked this radio station's request line up, and I called. While he's there, I can see his phone in the background.
Can you see it lighting up?
I can see it lighting up, and I'm like, "That's me." Answer it. Nope. Didn't even, he never even knew it was ringing. Never knew it was ringing. Did a complete trivia game to the people that were on the TikTok live. They sit there and they go, okay, hold on a second. Hey, the most music in the earth is down the country station. But when they got the top 5 and 5, coming up, doing that. And then turns the microphone off, pushes the microphone away, and then just looks at the phone. Oh, hey,
just
Don.
Reading comments.
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, what's going on there? Yeah. You
know, I could name 100 people that do that almost every day.
And the worst is when they do have to actually talk on a mic to do their actual real job. They're like, yeah, hold on, I got to pay some bills. Like they always do something. Yeah. Like it's always so cheesy and stupid. Or like, oh, hold on, I gotta take care of this. Like, all right,
it's all right. We can come see them all in about a month.
I have the link. I think it's Jeff Ross, comedian Jeff Ross, who does the roast. Dustin got him to roast Luke as he came
last
on stage.
Year, Luke Bryan introduced me on stage, and it ended up making headlines back in the States. TMZ did not get it. Fox News didn't get it. And I've had one whole year to think about how to do this.
Hey, I don't deserve this.
I hired the best roaster of all time to roast you in front of all of these people.
I hope you don't mind me crashing the playa. It's an honor to introduce Luke Bryan, or as I like to call him, the other country singer on TV who wasn't hot enough to marry Gwen Stefani. He has a new single out called Southern and Slow. Congrats, Luke. You're finally writing something autobiographical. You ever wondered what a Mexican music festival hosted by Beavis and Butthead would look like? Here it is. I'm Luke Bryan, number 108 on Rolling Stone's top 100 country singers of all time. Make it loud, Nuthouse, for the legend himself, Luke Bryan.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's so good.
I do love that line, number 108 on the top 100. That is such something like we would say.
That is really hard to do what he does.
What, roast?
Yeah. Just listening to that, him understanding crowd control, his voice control, his energy control.
Well, he wasn't there. Jeff Ross wasn't there. He was doing that all on video.
Oh, it sounded like he was there.
It did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, he was. It was remotely done. He was like, okay, tape it up, and they edited and did whatever. I think it's pretty great. Jeff has been in here a couple times, and he's roasted us.
He has?
Yeah, Jeff Ross roasted us. Man, it might have been 4 or 5 years ago.
In
might
here?
Have been pre-lockdowns, all that stuff.
No, that would have been at least...
You weren't here?
No.
Well, you might have been on vacation, too, because, you know...
I feel like I'd have a memory of I missed Jeff Ross. Feel like that would be something I'd
I
be
feel
aware.
Like I have missed Jeff Ross. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I was here. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if... I don't know.
What?
Is this early onset or something for me?
No. Well, how many interviews? We just saw that thing that Garrett was going through. How many interviews of celebrities did we have last year?
Around 150.
150 people doing interviews on our show. You're not going to remember every single
one.
Well,
that's not even including CMAs.
Yeah.
True.
Because CMAs, that's, how many a day is that?
It's like 20.
20?
Yeah, CMAs usually, around 40. Yeah.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 40 in 2 days.
Yep.
And they just walk up and sit down, and then you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do
you're
it.
Speed dating.
Go. And you need to have a little understanding of what they're doing, because they want to talk about their projects and that kind of thing, and no one else cares. But they do. And you know what? They're being kind enough to get up in the morning, go to the the broadcast, and give us their time. So, I don't want to...
And it's
be
a big,
rude. And
it's a big, cool thing for them, because Carson was talking about how country, because it was the same way like when I was working in hip hop, the hip hop artists didn't go and do all these appearances and things like that for free. The pop artists didn't do it. It was rare if they ever did something like that. So country goes a step further than any other genre, and that's what makes them that's the appeal.
Yeah.
We all feel like, you know, we love Luke Combs because we all think, man,
you know,
we can hang out.
Yeah. Well, fanfares, you know, kind of flame that fire.
It was funny this year because Blake Shelton was there, and Blake had not been there for quite a while, and he was basically like, what am I doing here? That was enjoyable.
Well, he was going through the motions, and I love the fact that Big D and Blake were able to kind of just make fun of it.
Yes.
Because Blake had, you know, part of his new what do you call it, record deal was that he was going to go out and do TikTok, and he was going to go and do these appearances and public appearances and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't had to do that in so long. So yeah. Big D's like, dude, congrats. You have to work again.
Yeah. I saw him doing something. It was like, he's funny anyway and very likable. But you could tell that he was underneath the surface. He was like, we've done this 5 times already. Right. And it's not, I'm not enjoying this at all. And he doesn't need to. That's the other thing.
He's Blake Shelton.
All right.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even have to really, you know.
Do you guys think
he's terrible with his money?
Do you guys think when Blake's done with, because Blake, I think, is different than most. I think when Blake is done with music, like, you know, putting out new stuff, I think he goes away. I think he just retires quietly, doesn't tour anymore. I feel like Blake would be one of those people that just goes, you know what, I did it. Kind of like when an athlete retires, you know, if they don't, end up going on TV as a commentator, they end up just going away and you never hear from them again. I kind of feel like Blake would be that guy who chooses that lifestyle and says, you know what?
Yep.
I'm going to just go off and just live my life and grow old and be happy.
That'll be me.
That'll be me too.
Yep.
It's weird because I know that one day we're going to end up stopping the show and it's going to be so strange because I always have to have stuff to do. Like, I don't vacation well. I don't do breaks well, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to have to find something to keep me, you know, going. But I would think, like, with Blake, he's got the farm and all that kind of stuff. So that's the kind of stuff I would see him doing. I just don't see him wanting to play the game anymore.
I don't think he wants to play the game now. But, you know, there he is.
Whenever somebody becomes a member of the Grand Ole Opry, how often do they have to play the Opry as a part of the commitment?
I don't know what the number for the commitment is, but there's a difference between active members and inactive members, and there's a lot of gray area.
Yeah, like Garth. Garth is a member, but he's not playing it as much as
Chris
Jansen.
Exactly.
But right. Carrie Underwood
shows
up. And
then Carrie will have like
lot.
Two
she
stints
does,
a year where she'll do the Opry when she's in town. And so.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That whole thing is wild. And then you have some people, like we were talking with Mark Wills. He goes and he's like, man, I play it as often as I can. I love it. And then he just sits there and goes out in the crowd sometimes and just watches the show. And I will say this again, you know, if you've never been to Nashville, it's worth the trip just because it is a different kind of town. But the Grand Ole Opry is a must do when you're making your plans. Yeah, you can do the bars. You can do all the stuff, the Broadway stuff. But going to the Grand Ole Opry is one of the coolest things ever because it is a live radio show. It's a throwback to the 40s and 50s feel. You know, you have the announcer on stage behind a podium and he's, hey, okay, blah, 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 and here comes so-and-so. And they come out and they play 2 or 3 songs. They come back and they do a commercial for like Moon
Martha
Pies.
White.
Well, they're celebrating the 100th anniversary this year, the Opry 100.
So
it'll
crazy.
Actually turn 100, I think, in December.
Yeah,
when it is.
December. What is it? No, it's November, the day after Thanksgiving, I think, is their big celebration.
Because WSM will turn 100 on October 5th, so they're pretty close together.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. I enjoy listening to it. I love being around a fire, campfire, and just having it on, either streaming it or just listening.
You guys will be there coming up in about a month, actually.
Yeah. We're hosting, what are we? The
National Wild Turkey Foundation Federation event, which we've done several times.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it, but I always feel like an imposter because I don't know anything about it. I don't turkey hunt. I've never turkey hunted.
Well, you did once.
When?
with Craig Morgan. We went. That was a turkey hang. It was a turkey hang. We basically just sat in the woods and talked.
Yeah, I don't even think they even used that.
No, they didn't. It was it was for his TV show.
Oh.
For the hunting show, and we went out and
we didn't see anything. And he was just like, I don't know, guys.
Like me going elk hunting and not actually hunting. It's about the same thing.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a lot to it. I can't tell you how many times I've gone out to the hunting camp with the guys, and you stay up and you're around the campfire and you're drinking and you're talking and whatever. And everybody wakes up at, 3:30, 4 a.m. to start going. I'm like, I'll sit this one out. And I'll just stay in and have breakfast, make some biscuits, and hey, they roll in. Hey, guys, here you go. Fresh biscuits. You're good.
But there's always good to have one of those guys at camp. It's always nice to have one or two of those guys at camp.
It's the point of going out to the hunting camp and all that is the camaraderie more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to just go out and be a dude and feel like you're,
like being
off the grid.
Yeah.
Like there's no TV, no internet. Where we go, there's no cell phones. I mean, it's amazing. So you're completely OTG and life is good.
I'm kind of like you, Bubba, though. But after a few days, though, I'm like, okay, I at least need to hear a radio. After like three or four days.
We get radio there.
I need to at least stay slightly connected.
Man, whenever it's time, as you were talking about retirement, when it's time to get done, I will be somewhere deep in the woods, deep in the desert, or some little island somewhere where I won't see people.
I already know what mine's going to be. I'm going to be that old timer at a baseball game keeping score in an old timey scorebook. I already know that's me. I've known that's me since I was a teenager.
You're the box score guy?
Yep.
That's great. Well, you have to have it. No one knows how to do that anymore. It's all done on Game Changer, electronic tablets and iPads. No one does it old school with a piece of paper and pencil.
What about you, Carson? What do you see yourself as, old lady Carson?
I actually picture myself much more urban, that I want to be that old lady in the neighborhood. They're like, there she goes. She's kooky. But we all like her. She's at the diner every morning. She gets the cheese omelet with toast. And then she just, she putters around. Maybe she picks up a little change. She'll tell you the story about the T-shirt you're wearing. And back in her day, that was a band, not a fashion statement. So, and I like that idea of being the little old lady in the neighborhood in a bustling urban community.
I see that, actually.
I do, too. I absolutely do.
Garrett, what are you going to do, man? One day, and I know you're like, I'm in my 20s.
I already live an old man life.
It does.
I just paint and...
So great.
Cook
and clean and
play
sit golf. in a lazy boy and
watch football.
Yeah, that's pretty much where
I never go out.
And you've made it. Congratulations.
That's what life is about.
You have made it.
That is it. That's it, man. Just being happy as you go.
This is why we built civilization so that we could get to this point.
Because my weekend now, and D will tell you, my weekend now is college football Saturday, NFL on Sunday, and just being on DraftKings for two straight.
I know. I'll pull up what's a live game? Oh, this is in Singapore. Handball, never heard of it. All right, let's go. If there's a dollar, I'll get into it, man. That's a pick. It's like a 50-50. Oh, who's going to win? Oh, this one. Okay.
You mentioned that. My net loss for all of 2024 for the entire year was $15.
Oh, wow.
So I got to play the entire year, and I only actually lost like $15 of my own money.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was totally, it totally worked out.
Yeah. It's entertainment.
Yeah, it was fine.
That's exactly right. People are like, oh, you're losing. I'm like, yeah, but it's fun. Like,
you paid $15 for entertainment for a whole year.
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
Because I would just be able to win back, at my what I'd lost and just use that same money over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's half of what I spend at Taco Bell every time I go.
That's half. Have you tried the nuggets yet?
Wait a minute. How much do you spend at Taco Bell?
A lot.
This guy clearly doesn't have the app.
I do have the app. And I do sometimes get those little special boxes because they're great deals. But I'm just talking on the typical trip.
All right. I want to know what the typical Bubba order is at the Taco Bell.
It depends. I mean, I go through. The problem, I like Mexican pizzas. Well, they're like $5 or $6 a piece. And I always get two of those right there. Bam. It's
two of them.
Dude, Mexican pizzas are small.
Okay.
The Lux Cravings boxes is the new.
Yeah, yeah, the Lux Cravings that. Box is the way to go. And I forgot.
What comes in that?
Do they still have that right now?
They do. Yeah, I think you get a, oh gosh, is it a, maybe a beefy five-layer burrito, a cheesy gordita crunch? See, this is my wheelhouse, fast food, so.
Okay, I'm looking on the menu.
You're doing good.
Some cinnamon twists.
Which, by the way, Baja Blast. Do you know cinnamon twists are pasta?
What?
Huh?
Cinnamon twists. It's pasta that they fry, and then they put a cinnamon sugar toast thing on it.
Oh, wow. Burger King has little churros now, just letting everybody know. I mean, so I'm looking at the
Wendy's
Supreme.
Wendy's is supposed to be announcing the Thin Mint Frosty.
Oh, really?
Because it's Girl Scout cookie time.
Have any of y'all gone and had the crispy, the Krusty Krab burger?
No.
At Wendy's? No. I haven't done it, and I know they're going to be taking that away.
Can we send Garrett to Wendy's to go get, because I want to try, it might not even be out anymore. I wanted the Caramel Frosty.
I think that's still out.
I'm looking at the Supreme
Next
Lux
week,
box.
We send Garrett.
Please send me to any fast food establishment.
Medium fountain drink, chalupa, Supreme chicken, beefy five-layer burrito, crunchy taco, and the chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Yum. Is that your order?
No, that's the box. That's the box.
Okay.
And that's $7.
Oh.
That's way cheaper than what I normally spend. I think I know where I'm stopping on the way home.
Jeez, and I'm over here grilling salmon like an idiot. Oh.
Making fajitas.
I made fajitas last night. Kathy, she cuts up. She goes, so she was on onion duty. And I look over, and every time she cuts onions, she puts these goggles on, like swimming goggles. Because it keeps the hurt from.
So smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. But I take a picture every time. It is a non-flattering picture. I know I love you, baby, but it is.
I thought it was adorable.
Makes me laugh. And, and also, Kathy, I send it to everyone I know. So, you know, I send it. I post it. No, I don't.
No.
But I did send it to Carson.
I thought it was cute.
But they were so good.
Also brilliant. Again, the whole.
Yeah,
yes.
it really is smart. Yeah, there's something about, there's all kinds of different ways of doing that, but I guess that works.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
If she said, "Do you want some cocaine?" I'd go, "Yeah, sure."
I'll try it.
She sounds like she's a little.
I don't buy no cornflakes with that frosty stuff on it. It's got cocaine in it. I got some, and I'm sick as a dog.
Sounds like she did get a batch.
Little Loretta Lenny.
A little bit. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the trank stuff is the worst. When you see people just tranked out and they're bent over and they're, you know, it's like, how do they not fall down?
When they're what out?
This is where
he uses terms
that
he learned.
That's a term I hadn't heard before.
As trank a fireman.
It's like, no, it's not a fireman thing. This is like, you search it. You see trank video with a Q, TRANQ, I think is how it is. But
dude, no one.
But they're
no
like
one
just like.
If Carson,
stop trying to make trank happen.
Yeah. I know what you're describing, but I've just never heard that term.
Yeah, so it's like some kind of animal tranquilizer that they give them.
Trank.
And so they're literally bent over, and somehow they don't fall down. I'm like, how is this possible? They're knocked out.
We should do that. We should do trank.
Hey, Garrett said he's willing to be tased.
Oh my god.
Trank tipping.
Oh, I'm not
fun.
Saying trank tipping. I'm saying we all take animal tranquilizer and see who can last the longest.
No.
Like how much? I bet I outlast all y'all.
Which
one
D
is,
wins.
Yeah, which one is the that. Rhino?
Yeah, the body mass.
The hardest one to bring down?
Yeah. Y'all better. They're going to just keep going. And it's just shooting me up.
I'm in if somebody does it with a blow dart.
I'm going to look like a human pincushion. And I'm still be like, I'm still here.
Bubba, do not Google where to get tranks.
No, I know where. I see them all the time.
Oh, gosh.
It's a veterinary tranquilizer that people use as a depressant with other drugs like fentanyl, cocaine, or heroin. It can cause serious health problems.
Cocaine.
Such as skin ulcers, cardiac arrest, and overdose.
Well, that sounds fun.
But it's so messed up just seeing
crazy.
Them.
I've seen it before. I didn't know what it's called. That's crazy. Trank.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we're okay. Done.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. For those of you who missed last week's podcast, episode 501, one of my favorite ones with Killer Bees, comedian Killer Bees. I do want to say, you know, now that you're finished this, if you missed that one, go back. He's talking about, he drops some serious knowledge about entertainment, understanding comedy, the mind of an entertainer, and it's really, really good. And it's a good reminder to all of us who do like broadcast and, you know, talking to people on their TikTok instead of worrying about their work. But go and check it out. It's episode 501. And this concludes 502.
Oh, here it is.
It's cool. Oh, this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I see what you
did. It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.